know, I'm really excited, and I'm really glad that they, you know, invited me here at Casa de Esperanza, you know, just be here, just hang out with the kids, and, you know, just really show them that, you know, really care. And I'm glad, you know, being a part of a team and organization that really is into the community. It's real good. If I could just, you know, just put a positive influence and just start them off on the right track, because, you know, they're our future. So, you know, we got to invest everything into them and make sure that they have, like, the best resources possible.
The Houston Texans came and visited and painted fences, did the gardens, played with the children at Casa de Esperanza, which is a home for children who've been abused and neglected and need help. And they've helped us be able to keep the children safe. And all the children you see are children who've passed through the doors of CASA. And it's through people like the Texans and their fan club that we're able to continue to provide service for the children of Houston.
Well, I was honored to be invited to serve the food today for the Toros Bravos. They came here to volunteer themselves. 150 fans came to paint the houses and clean the houses here in Casa de Esperanza neighborhood. So honored to be part of them here. I think Casa de Esperanza is really one of the most amazing opportunities for people to volunteer their time and their resources. And we have been involved with Casa de Esperanza. It'll be 27 years next April.
Best advice I can give to any kid, I would say, you know, dare to be different. You know, why would you want to fit in when you were born to stand out? Just be you, genuinely you. And, you know, things take care of itself. And, you know, never let someone tell you something that you can't do, because, you know, sky's the limit.